Welcome back to Ramnish Chat. This is our second time trying to do the intro now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're interrupted the first time by a screaming baby.
Yes, he was not very happy at all.
And but we
now
Miranda's
playing with her fucking keys.
Okay, have you ever known of a fidget? This is a real good fidget.
I have. It's called the Sharpie right here that does not... It's not like keys dragging across the table.
Okay.
That the microphone picks up.
But the Sharpie is not a fidget.
Well, I use candles.
She uses a candle, and it doesn't drag keys across the table.
I'm sorry, mine's attached to my key.
Then undo it! No, we all fidget. That's why we don't really record video, because then they're going to see Dakota burning candles. Me playing with whatever the fuck I can get my hands on for 10 seconds.
Or that one time I was warming up a cookie by the candle.
Yes, you were. And it stayed in the episode. They know you're warming up cookies with candles.
Yeah. Good. It didn't taste good. No, it's like you could taste the candle.
Oh.
It was gross.
That sounds gross.
It was nasty.
Another intro ruined.
Someone smells like a cough drop. Who has a cough drop?
Miranda! She has the Rona!
Oh!
I do not got the Rona.
Girl, you gotta tell me that! I was coughing all day! I got a bum going off you!
You're gonna bum more than one.
Okay, I would like some.
You want one?
Yeah.
No, I want one too.
You want one too?
Yeah.
We all sick.
I'm not.
I just don't have COVID.
Oh, wait, what kind is that? Is that cherry?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was like some cinnamon shit. I was gonna throw it at
you. Oh, I would have been upset. Have you ever had like the strawberries one?
Yeah. No. Oh, the Breeze?
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are good.
I really only like cherries.
They're like strawberry and cream or something like that.
Yeah, they're not a cough drop. They're more of like an immune booster.
I don't think they're immune boosters, are they?
Yeah, they're not cough drops.
Oh, man. That's horrible. I said the cough drop.
Ew. Huh. I'm about to put it in my mouth, though.
It's not bad.
It's not good.
It's only cherry. Did you really just lick it? Yeah, it's strong.
That had, menthol in it.
I know. I was not ready for the menthol, though.
I was up their game. Damn.
Was it cherry mint?
Oh, no. It's not cherry.
Like smoking a pack of fucking Pall Mall menthols over here.
Oh.
Hey, gets the job done.
Yeah, it's gonna feel nice on my throat, though.
Right?
Like I said, I'm not sick. I'm the only one at the table not sick.
Yeah. Even the baby's sick.
Okay, but in my offense, you guys were coughing. The baby was coughing.
Don't say you guys.
When I got back.
Don't say you guys.
Yeah, we probably gave it to you.
Yeah.
And I've had it over a week now, and I still haven't kicked it.
Don't say you guys.
But it was weird, though, because last night... Because the baby was crying, I was trying to wake up Joe. I had, no voice.
Really?
Did you remember me trying to talk to you, and there was, no sound coming out?
Now, see, I have not been sick yet, so unless you guys...
You're gonna get it. You're gonna be the one that actually comes back with a positive COVID test.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's
we need
how
to...
that works, though, and that's so confusing.
But, here's the thing, I will take the sickness over what Joe had to deal with yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
The baby poop?
The shit rock. The shit shooter.
The shit rocket coming out of the fucking child. So, by the way, for all listeners, there's a baby for sale.
No, there's not.
He's 9 months old.
No, he's not.
How
is
he?
He is almost... He'll be 11 months old.
Holy shit.
You really have to put in there he's white?
What if they don't want a white baby?
Do you know white, blonde, blue-eyed babies are the highest sold on, the black market? You can get the most money for them.
Mm-hmm. But ours is black.
I don't know. I learned it from Criminal Minds.
Oh! I don't know why, because Hitler saw that as the superior gene. So now, white supremacists want that kind of baby.
Also,
so
they just really like
them.
Blonde and blue-eyed combinations.
That's too.
But anywho...
They're really rare, too.
Anywho, we have a child, and apparently he pooped.
There's apparently a
I wasn't here. It was all Miranda and Joe, so I'll let you two explain what happened.
It was all over his back. I barely seen it. I just knew. It was on the changing
table.
Well,
here, how about I explain it?
We'll let Joe explain it since he experienced this firsthand.
So what happened was, lay the baby down, change the baby. First thing you do, get a diaper, get a new onesie, because his was, wet.
Mm-hmm.
Undo the onesie, and undo the diaper, there was just a little pile of shit. It's like, okay, that's all he did. Picked up his legs, next thing you know, this fucking shit rock is coming at me fucking 13 miles per hour, hits me in my fucking stomach and my penis. I outside. I was like, what the hell is this? And then he shit again, but didn't have the fucking velocity to go anywhere, so it just fell right down.
Oh, was that the clumps?
Yeah, that was the clumps.
There was, like, really big clumps. I was like, that baby can do that? Like,
yeah, goodness. I thought he was fucking trying to, you know, bite off an intruder with this fucking ass. Next thing you know. I'm trying to call Miranda in there, and there's shit everywhere.
Yeah, he was like, Miranda, I need your help! I was like, what?
But either way, so now there's a kid for sale.
He is not for sale. Don't say that, because Jason's going to show up at our door being like, I'm here. What is your price?
Anything you're going to give us right now.
No!
We broke.
No, you guys said I was baby's best friend.
Yeah, she is baby's best friend.
Okay, but either way, that was the fucking story. And then, that's not even the worst of it. What? I went to work. And then, I work in a retirement home. Someone needed a shower. We get the person ready for the shower. They had shit in their briefs. And apparently, my leg rubbed up against the brief as trying to transfer them. So I had shit on my fucking pant leg.
That's so gross.
I got shit out twice.
In one day. Oh my goodness.
And I was not in a good mood all that whole That's day. Funny. I'm still not in a good mood about it, actually.
That's so funny. That's
so gross.
Yeah.
So, take your birth control and use condoms.
So, yeah.
More likely, use condoms. Birth controls use have condoms. Way too many bad side effects.
Use condoms.
Yeah.
Don't be a Miranda.
Latex free, because you don't want to be like me and find out you're allergic to them in the middle of sexy fun time.
Yeah, no. Don't be like a Miranda. Practice safe sex. Because Miranda does not. So she's going to be pregnant next.
No.
No.
I'm putting it out there.
No.
Do not put that in the universe.
You know what? Let's start a betting pool.
No.
Okay, but I've thought about it. Like, if he doesn't pull out and then he does get me pregnant, would he stay for the baby?
I don't know.
Probs not.
Probably not.
I didn't think so. I'm not going to ask him.
Though. I don't
know. If it helps, it's probably not going to help, but I didn't think Joe was going to stay, and I called and cried to my best friend for 2 hours on the phone.
Are you serious?
Yep. Yeah. And I almost threw the test away because I'm like, nah. And then I didn't have to pee for 7 hours. So it was literally a race against the clock, because I think he got off at like 9:00. And, like, it was 8:30, and I still hadn't peed.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, I gotta take the second test.
So that way she knew if she was pregnant or not.
Yeah.
I still don't know if she was pregnant or not.
Well, because the first one, when I tried to pee on it, I missed the stick. So I just kind of, like, put it in, like, the toilet water. And I was like, nah, that's just, like, the chemicals. I was trying to convince myself that was true. And then I took the second one, and it was like, bing, bing. And I'm like, fuck.
So wait, okay, so can you explain to me the whole test? Like, explain to us from when you sit down in the toilet.
Oh no, I'll explain to you before. Because I had to go to 3 separate stores to get a test, because I went to Walmart, sold out. Went to Meijer's, completely sold out. And then I went to Target. Target, I finally got one. It was one of the ones that have 2 in like one box, and they have like the lines, and I was like, okay. So they come in like these love packages, and you open it and you take the like cap off, and then you pee on that part.
Okay, so are you like sitting on the toilet? Yes. And you kind of got your legs wide open, and you know just
You hold the stick down there, okay. And you pee on the stick, and then you put the cap in, and then you kind of like
I've never peed on the thing sitting down.
Like the pee go through like the thing, it turns like gray. And then you see the lines pop up. And let me tell you, if you're pregnant, it does not take 3 to 5 minutes for those lines to pop up. It takes 3 to 5 seconds. So, yeah, if it's, like, 5 minutes and, like, the line hasn't popped up, you probably ain't pregnant.
Yes.
But if you are... But then again, for me, that was different because I was 2 months pregnant and didn't even know it. So.
Yes.
Because I had a period.
And then, you know, she almost broke up with me inside a vehicle.
Yeah, I did almost break up with him the day before I found out I was pregnant. Because I was, like, emotional and didn't know I was pregnant.
Okay, I have a question when you come back, though.
Okay.
Well, while we're doing that, Miranda, how are your 7 hoes?
My 7 hoes?
Well, you're the hoe. How are your 7?
Joey!
People are leading on.
Okay, but half of them, I'm just talking to.
Oh, yeah, that's how it starts.
As friends.
That's how it starts.
As friends.
But either way, Miranda, you know what we're talking about today. Why don't you tell them a little bit about it?
I don't think I do.
Motherfucking Miranda.
Is it the weird guy, one guy?
The what?
The one guy?
What one guy?
The one guy he was told... No, Dakota said.
What? I don't know where we are anymore with this.
She brought it up. Dying. Two days ago, 3 days ago.
Okay.
You didn't know if it was going to be able to.
I don't know. You got to do a little bit more than that one.
You like him, Dakota hates him.
Okay, you know what? I don't know. But for right now, we're going to talk about famous meals of famous last meals.
Oh, really?
Of people who are on death row.
Oh, it's finally this one?
Yes, finally this one. Ooh. After, you know, some time away. And, you know, other thing else that has been happening.
What else?
You know, in how we were sitting there, we went through the Christmas stuff while Miranda dies.
Yeah.
Okay, what was your question?
Which one's harder, peeing in the cup or peeing on the pen, like, thing? When you get, like...
drug test? Yeah. How's that? So, you gotta sit there kind of hover above the toilet to pee in the
cup?
No. Okay, so...
I sit on the toilet.
Because once you start going to the OB, you have to pee in a cup every single time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why?
They check, like, your protein levels and stuff and just to make sure there's, like... Only the first one's the drug test. But...
Why?
Because, basically, if you have, like, drugs in your system throughout, like, the pregnancy, they can take the baby.
Yeah.
Like, they'll have CPS come to the hospital.
Are you serious?
Yep, and they'll take that baby. I don't do drugs, so I never even had to worry about it. But...
What if you, like, started, like, before you knew, and then you would stop?
Well, they test it once the baby's born, too. They drug test you.
Okay.
Yep, because they had me pee in a cup right before they took me back for my C-section.
Yeah.
But anywho, the cup is a little, like, easier because, well, no, the stick's easier because it can't overflow on you. The cup, you don't really tell, like, if it's filling up the cup. And then sometimes it just overflows on your hand, and it's disgusting. Does.
Yeah.
So
see, you know!
So, here's the thing. Since I have a penis...
Yeah, you don't even have that problem.
So what I do...
That makes me mad.
So what I do is I'll sit there and I will just kind of aim it towards the cup. Or like I'll start, I'll just add the cup in, like midstream.
Well, sometimes there's certain tests that you need the midstream one.
I don't know. I've always, you know, just do it. It just matters what kind of mood I'm in.
I think it's probably because, okay, so every time you go to the hospital, do you have to pee in a cup?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, because, I mean, they automatically drug test, like, us whenever we go to the hospital. Right. Well, they don't drug test. They do pregnancy test.
Question for you. Yeah. When you're peeing in the cup...
They don't do a pregnancy test on me.
Do you wait until it comes to see where it's aiming it, or do you just pee?
You just pee and then you kind of put the cup.
Yeah.
You just try to catch it?
Yeah. Usually I can kind of judge where it's going to be, but, yeah.
Sometimes I can't.
And then, so, like, you know how the first one you have the plastic cup? Like, the actual, like... It's, like, the thicker plastic cup.
Sure.
Well, you get the paper cups the times after that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're these tiny little-ass paper cups, and they fill up in 2 fucking seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you have to put it... So, like, my OB office has a little, like... It's, like, a box in the wall, and you open the door and put it there, and then the nurse is on the other side, and she can open her door and test your pee while she's right there.
So what if she sits there and just kind of peeks in, like, hey, what's up?
Well, my door would have to be open, too. There's a door on each side of it.
Okay, what if, like, you just gotta pee, and then, like, they take your pee while you're just laying on the table?
What do you mean?
Like, you pee on the...
I don't think Marina knows what she means.
You pee on the,
on the nurse. Table? I've never peed on the nurse.
Have you peed on a nurse?
They have you pee before they do all your exams. I think the only one they don't, which they still had me empty mine because I never had, like, the 12-week scan because I was past that point... That one, I think you have to have a full bladder, but
no,
when you...
No, I want
to
hear about Marina peeing on a nurse.
Yeah, did you pee on a nurse?
I don't think so, but I did have to have one of those, like, peeing, pooping buckets for, like, elderly. When
a bedpan?
I think so. Uh-huh. Before, when I was, like, 10 years old, I had appendicitis, and I couldn't get up from the surgery yet.
Oh, okay.
So I had to use the Russian. It was like, you can't get up yet.
They didn't give you a catheter?
Well, probably not. It's
well, I mean, easier. They put mine in during my C-section.
What's a catheter?
It's a tube that goes in, like, your bladder, and it drains your pee and stuff.
They stick a fucking
Yeah, tube you don't even feel yourself peeing. It just goes in a bag, and they empty it.
Yeah. No, I was about to say, I probably not. Because they didn't have put a catheter on me.
No, they didn't.
You're awake?
Well, it's probably because my whole, like, bottom of my body was numb.
Yeah, no, you were numb, so they had to put a catheter on you.
You're awake,
but, like,
and you know about it?
What? During a C-section?
No. You're numb. So you can see her stab her bottom legs with a fork, and she won't feel it.
Yeah, I was literally numb from, like, this point all the way down.
And she's pointing towards her chest.
Yeah.
In her belly area.
Yeah, because, you know, they cut me in half.
Well, people can't see, so if you do this...
Yeah, I forgot. I was telling Miranda. Your legs just feel really, really warm. And I almost tossed myself off the table in the operating room.
Did you really?
I had to stop her.
Yeah, because so... Like, they were moving my legs, and, like, I could still feel my legs. Like, I could feel that they were there. And, like, so I could feel them kind of moving my legs. Because this was just when they, like, gave me the sedative. So it's still, like, working through. And he even told me, like, once your legs start to feel warm, like, let them know because they'll lay me down. Well, I was trying to help them because, I mean, like, I have, like, bigger legs. And I didn't realize that my whole hips were moving, too. I almost tossed myself off the table.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But then he got me a heater and everything, and, like, it was great. And then my baby pooped everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Fucking shit monster.
Yeah, the first thing you hear when they pull him out, that's a lot of poop. I'm like, that's fantastic.
Well, I know that's the first thing they do when they're out. Because my dad wanted to hold me, I guess, when he wanted to be the first one to hold me. So as soon as I came out, he held me. And I guess he didn't know, like, the first thing they do is poop.
Well, they don't always do that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I thought that's, like, the first thing they do.
No, they have to. Yeah, but they have to poop before you leave the hospital, which is why they never even came to check on him again after that. See, I wanted to hold him first, but I couldn't.
No, your thing is so dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Either way, we got to take a break. We got to do a break. You know.
Okay. I think that was a long intro.
Why do you always look so mad every time I say we got to take an ad break?
I don't know. It's just hot in here.
It's, you know, and they pay us very, 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 very little to do the show.
Yeah.
Like, close to nothing.
I haven't got paid anything.
Yeah, neither have I.
So, I literally just come over and steal your,
food snacks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, is that not enough for you, Miranda? Later, we'll be back. And we're back.
Hello!
That was very, like, obnoxious.
What? You know what? I think they, like, listen to obnoxious, because they listen to this episode.
They're here for me and Miranda.
Yeah. Just partially me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's cool.
There's probably, like, two girls out there who listen to it for you.
You know what? That's fine. You know,
like,
why?
Ooh, that Joe got a sexy voice.
You know why?
Why?
Because... I still am the host of it, so it's fine. They have to deal with me if they want to listen to you guys.
The only thing is, I don't like my voice.
Miranda and I should do a takeover one week.
Ooh,
no.
We just take over. Yeah. Well, like, we get all social media, too.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Yeah. We can post on, like, the TikTok.
All right, so no takeovers.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Me, too.
I bet you guys would. You know what? It's one. It's me, the one, versus all, which is you. I am the Roman Reigns of this situation somehow.
Well, no. Okay, if we're going to use wrestling, NXT TakeOver was a good one.
Which one?
I don't know. The one where they came in on the tank and they started fighting everybody. I don't know. The one that had Adam Cole.
There's about 30 of them.
I don't know.
Well, I'd say more like 20, but that's...
The one that I usually see on video.
I don't know, because, you know, I'm not your eyeballs.
Also, if you were the Roman Reigns of this, you would have COVID right now.
I would have COVID. I might have COVID right now.
It's very possible.
Because Miranda might have
COVID. Do you know people were actually pissed about that? They're like, oh, I bet he's faking COVID so he doesn't have to face Lesnar. I'm like...
How do you fake that?
It's like, no, he's a leukemia survivor and literally has COVID.
You know what? One episode, we'll just talk all about wrestling.
Okay.
That means you, Square's got to get up on your wrestling facts.
As long as we don't talk about Hulk Hogan, we're good.
Oh, no, it's all about Hulk Hogan.
Because he's a racist.
Can you not drop the...
Yes! That's why everyone was surprised when last year for WrestleMania they announced who the host were going to be.
Oh, I was laughing. I was even surprised. I was laughing so fucking hard.
Because it was Hulk Hogan and what was the other guy's name?
Titus O'Neil.
Yeah.
Wow. I was laughing.
And so they knew hard. He was an open racist.
I was laughing. It was the funniest shit ever. I thought it was funny.
Oh my god.
Okay, porn star said it's okay to be racist as long as it makes them laugh.
No!
You don't like that?
No!
But we don't be racist. Too, how about we don't be racist, Miranda? How can we start there?
Yeah, racism is not good.
So what about racist jokes?
Or no.
The line?
I just said that.
No! You both are apologizing at the end of this episode.
No, I asked a simple question.
No, you both are horrible people. Keep going. Next topic. What are we talking about today, Joe?
I just told you three times. Famous last meals.
Okay, well.
Serial killers.
Oh, let's move on to that.
Miranda. No, I'm not even going to start with you because you're going to sit there. It's like, Dakota.
What?
What would you be your last meal if you were in prison? Oh, you could order something. You too.
Probably cabbage rolls.
Just cabbage rolls
with mashed potatoes and peas.
So they go to the store and they just get cabbage rolls.
No, they have to be a certain one. They're made in Lorraine.
Nope, they don't do that.
Too bad.
They'll do like deliver for pizza and stuff like that.
I don't like pizza. Well, I do like pizza, but I don't want that to be my last meal.
Miranda, what would be your last meal?
Probably breakfast.
Breakfast.
Yeah, I love breakfast.
Don't they serve breakfast in prison?
I don't know. I've never been to prison.
I haven't either, but we can definitely look this up as I go over my last meal.
Okay.
So, let's see.
It would have to be like a buffet breakfast, though.
I don't think they're going to do all that.
You said that it's whatever they want.
So, I got what prison food would be.
What?
So, normal prison food. Would
be
ramen noodles. A lot of them do, but you know I think that's an outside product you can buy at the store.
I think so too.
Okay, so normal prison food. I'm gonna go down to the example of meals in the United States, of course.
Wait, what was your last meal?
Oh, my last meal. I already know off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, then say it.
I want a fucking nice big meatloaf.
You and meatloaf have this weird
mashed
relationship.
Mashed potatoes and some mac and cheese. And a gallon of McDonald's sweet tea. Or Lee's famous chicken sweet tea. I'm fine with either one. But yeah.
I would have to say orange juice.
What would be your drink?
Breakfast. Coffee.
Coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so... An example of a meal in a state prison is 2 to 3 ounces of meat or meat byproduct.
That sounds sus.
Half a cup of vegetables, 3/4 of a cup of starch, and 3/4 of a cup of salad with dressing.
Starch itself?
No, I'm going to say like of a starch, so like bread.
Potato. Oh, I remember what I was going to ask you earlier.
Okay.
It doesn't have to do with prison food, though.
Okay, well, we shall wait.
Dang it.
Write it down so you don't forget.
Yeah, write it down.
I saw it on TikTok, and then I was curious.
You can text me through the phone, and I will respond.
Nah, I don't want that on my text history.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
what
so,
is it?
Hold on. I got a normal breakfast.
I'll tell you in a bit.
I want to know.
So, federal prison breakfast usually consists of a Danish, hot or cold cereal, and milk. The other 2 meals of the day include foods such as chicken, hamburgers, hot dogs, lasagna, burritos, tacos, and fish patties. Inmates only have access to milk in the mornings and have access to water and flavored drink for the other 2 meals.
I mean, in the psych ward, they have Crystal Light.
Nice.
You have to get it from the nurses, though.
Why is that?
They're psycho.
I don't know.
What do you expect?
I mean, I guess.
It's probably just so, like, they don't, like... Hoard them or something.
Or you...
They're powder packets, Miranda!
Or, you know, they don't take the cap and try to kill you with it.
It's not a cap, it's a little, like...
They can't stuff the package down your throat.
or try to choke on it.
Yeah, they can't choke on themselves. But either way, you want to know some of these famous last meals from other prisoners?
I mean, not really.
Yes, you do. I'm so glad we're enthused.
I feel like we've talked about this because I remember that.
We've never talked about this. I promise you we've never talked about this. We talk about doing this.
I'm just dying inside. It's all right.
Me too.
All three of us are. So, famous last meals. First one I got is Timothy McVeigh.
Is he famous?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, yes, he is.
For what?
I actually have the crimes of the ones I could find. Yes. I'm not getting into a whole bunch of them. Like, you know, what we think. We can even talk about what we think of the meal and the crime.
Oh, so you're going to have, like, read the meal and we get to guess what their crime was?
We can do that.
Okay.
So, 2 pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Already murder. It's already murder. He murdered someone.
He said already murdered.
Go ahead, Miranda. What do you think?
I mean, I would have to say murdered.
Okay.
Older people.
An American domestic terrorist responsible for the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people.
Yep, murder.
Nice.
But you got it wrong. He was a domestic terrorist. Next one. We got Teresa Lewis. Okay. She got 2 fried chicken breasts, buttered green peas, German chocolate cake, and Dr. Pepper.
That's very specific. Yeah.
I feel like she, like, was a racist who also killed people.
Go ahead.
How about a rapist?
Oh!
She was an American murderer who was the only woman on death row in Virginia prior to her execution for the murders of her husband and stepson in October of 2002.
Were they black?
No.
Damn.
Were they black?
I was halfway right.
Well, I mean,
because I feel like that meal, she's just a racist.
Well, what if she just wanted a fried chicken breast?
Well, no, like, just like the other things, too, I just feel like she's a racist.
Okay, well, we're not getting into your stereotypes, Dakota.
I'm just saying!
Do you think I'm racist?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness!
You fuck a black porn star every Tuesday.
Okay, but
that's it, no white guys.
I think you're okay, Miranda.
You have a sign down there, no white guys.
I mean, the one dude did ask me if I would fuck him. I told him I don't know.
Was he white?
Yeah.
There you go.
He was Breakfast Boy.
Oh! Breakfast Boy asked that? Yeah.
Okay, well, can we move on from Miranda's
sex life? I thought the other guy asked.
He probably did, too.
Oh, he probably did, too.
The Bush guy.
He probably did, too.
Okay, so next one.
I'm pretty sure he did.
You could send this to all the... Because she won't send... I told her... Like, when we were going to text all of them to send them the link to the podcast, they could listen to it. They never going to know which ones they are.
They really aren't. Oh, that's true.
See?
Porn star is going to know.
Porn star is going to know.
Yeah.
But he already knows we talk about him on here.
No, he doesn't.
No.
Oh, I thought he knew.
Nah. Okay, either way, we're going to move on. Thomas Crenshaw Ivory. Knows about this,
Thomas Ivy. That's the one.
Donut and chocolate milk.
He killed cops.
Go ahead, Miranda.
Oh my goodness. I wonder if that one could have done everything.
Killed 2 people, not cops.
Do you know? Did you look up their profession?
Yes. They were just normal people.
Are these all murderers?
No.
Okay.
Next one is, so I'm not even going to let you guys guess it.
Oh, okay.
John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, we already know. He had like a shit ton of KFC, didn't he?
No, not only that. He had 12 fried shrimp, a bucket of KFC, french fries, and strawberries.
That's a weird ass combo.
Strawberries, though.
Ooh, those strawberries, though. Let's tell you, we got this.
I didn't even think of that. Like, fruit? That's nice. I like fruit.
Me too.
Yeah, because I don't think they don't do fruit in the prison system.
Really?
No, I told you, vegetables.
Oh, I don't like veggies. I can't go to prison.
Okay, well, for those of you who don't know who he is, he's an American serial killer and sex offender known as the killer clown who assaulted and murdered at least 33 young men and boys who we will talk about one day. That is going to be nice. One fucked up episode.
I thought we did talk about that.
Nope. Not wait. Not Gacy.
Where the fuck did I do all these episodes in my head then?
No, because I always tell you my ideas for episodes.
Okay, yeah. Did we bring him up, though?
We probably brought him up once or twice.
Okay, next one.
Aline Warris. You ready?
Yeah.
One cup of black coffee.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. One cup of black
coffee. Is this a woman?
Aline Warris. Let me double check. I think it is.
Well, like, I think it is, but then I think there's also a guy who... It didn't, oh, shit. What's his name? Ted Bundy only won a cup of black coffee?
I don't know.
Okay, the question is, what can you get on death row for?
Yes, this is a woman.
Is she the one who, like, killed the lady and, like, cut her baby out of her stomach or whatever?
Oh.
Dude, nope. That happened, and my dad, like, that's literally nope. Why my dad got so protective after I got pregnant. He's like, there's crazy bitches out there. Nope. He's like, I would kill someone. I'm like, okay, Dad.
Not her.
Oh, well, it's probably still murder.
Okay, what can you go to death row for?
Bad things.
Like murder, rape, bombing.
Terrorism.
Yeah.
So that's like all murder.
Yeah, a lot of them are murder.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go with... killing in the bathtub.
Yeah, okay. I want you guys to come up with some stories for these people.
Why?
I said in the bathtub.
In the bathtub. See, I can do that.
I said cutting a pregnant woman open.
An American serial killer and prostitute who murdered 7 men in Florida from 1989 to 1900 by shooting them at point blank range.
But were they shitty men?
She was a prostitute, so I honestly do not know.
I would think so.
I honestly do not know.
But she
was
probably...
I did not look up the men's background. Honestly, I did not think you guys were going to ask if they were shitty men.
That's why they were in the restroom. They probably were in the restroom. That's why literally...
I didn't mean like that. Oh, wait. But hold up. Question. Because you basically eat your last meal and then they take you to, like, die, right?
No, you get some time in between.
Okay. But, like... you don't get that much time.
I think it's a couple hours. Easily.
So, like, what if you got IBS and, like, right before you go to get, like, shocked, you they have to
care.
Shit?
They don't care.
So you just, like, shit on the electric chair?
Yeah.
Well, damn. You're gonna...
well, here's the thing. You die, you lose your bowels.
Yeah.
I know, but still.
So no matter what, well, you're gonna be shit on
quite a few times.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. You think they clean that?
Yes.
They have to clean it. Yeah, or else it'll be, like, biohazard.
Yeah, but they're gonna die anyways.
Yeah, but
they're not having fucking turds sitting on there. If it's a lot of stain in their pants anyways, to be honest.
Okay.
So that's up to the undertaker?
I don't know. I don't work at a prison.
Okay, so this next person, Rick Richter.
Rick Richter.
Rick Richter.
Okay.
He had steak, fried chicken, cherry Kool-Aid, and pecan pie.
He killed black people.
Oh my goodness.
You think all of them killed black people? Come on, Miranda.
I think he's part of the bombing.
Part of the bombing?
Yeah, probably 9/11.
Damn!
Those were Islamic people.
And they died on contact.
Oh. They didn't. And that wasn't a bombing, that was airplanes getting blown. There's no bomb. Okay. Well, there was a bomb on the plane.
But there was a bomb.
Yeah, there was a bomb for the one they redirected.
Yeah, but the rest of them did not have bombs.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a 1981 murder of police officer Robert Martin in Conway, Arkansas, after killing a man in a restaurant and fleeing.
Oh.
3 days on the run, he agreed to turn himself in to the authorities, but instead shot the police officer who had negotiated his surrender.
Oh, damn.
In the back, and then shot himself in the head in a suicide attempt.
He lived after shooting himself in the head?
Yeah, he probably grazed his head or something like that. You can live after
talk about getting stabbed in the back, though.
Yeah, he got shot in the back.
I know, that's...
Get shot in the back and shot in the head and don't die?
No, the police officer got shot in the back and died, and he shot himself in the head.
How does that happen? Wait.
Well, he negotiated the murder, so he probably had a gun. But how did it live? Oh, yeah, no, if you shoot yourself underneath the chin, the bullet has a great chance of ricocheting off into the side of your head.
Well, even if you get shot at, like, a point-blank range, you have chances to survive.
Well, I remember in psychology class, there's that dude, I think one of them got hit, like, not hit, but had a...
Gun go off underneath their chin.
Not a gun, it's a pole that went... From, like, the bottom of the chin to up their brain and still left.
Dang.
Nice. Okay, you guys ready for the next one?
Yep.
Victor Fever. You guys ready for this one?
Yep.
One olive.
What?
One olive.
I don't know what he did, but probably real fucked up.
He was a shooting. Probably a school shooting.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Kids.
Killed Dr. Bartels in the 1960s.
Killed what?
Dr. Bartels.
Who's Dr. Bartels?
A doctor.
Oh.
Did he save lots of lives?
I have no idea, Marina. I didn't do background on the fucking victims, like I said.
Wait, so a good question, though. Did they ever put any of those school shooters on death row?
I did not.
That they captured?
I don't know. I never looked that up.
Well, I'm just, like, thinking about that.
If so, they did not have a famous last meal.
So, that's a good question.
You guys ready for this one?
Yeah.
I think they should.
So, Jackie Baron Wilson.
He assassinated someone.
Miranda, what do you think?
Assassins always have three names.
Wilson. Jackie Baron Wilson. Oh, yeah, let me tell you what he had. A single onion, two bottles of Coke, and gum.
What's up with that single?
I don't know.
A single onion? Is he trying to be like a Grinch?
And gum. Gum, two bottles of Coke, and a single onion, guys.
Onions are gross. He probably did something gross. Did he skin somebody?
Oh, wow. What do you think? I said assassin.
He probably killed it and then skinned them.
He was sent to death for the November 1988 murder of 5-year-old Lloyd Margaret Road.
I probably skinned him.
That's a little girl.
Her.
Lottie.
Aww.
Probably ate it too.
Okay, you guys ready? Now, this is a badass move. Eddie Lee Mays. You ready for this? A pack of cigarettes and matches.
Did he eat it or did he smoke it?
He probably smoked.
Murder.
I feel like he could have.
I feel like he probably, like, murdered a significant other.
Okay, Miranda, what do you think?
I feel like he wouldn't be transgender, so he just went on a rampage on people.
He was convicted of first-degree murder and robbery in 1962, and he was the last person executed by the state of New York.
Nice.
New York doesn't have the death penalty anymore?
Nope. Only a few states do, honestly.
Aren't we one of them that stood us?
Yep.
That scares me.
Alright, so, I'm pretty sure...
What if I accidentally shoot somebody?
Then you die?
That's
real, baby.
First off, how do you accidentally shoot someone, Miranda?
I'm going to sit there with the sign, fry her. I'm going to have, like, the two flags on, like, Parks and Rec, you know how... Ron has the two flags that says slash it when they're talking about slashing the budget of the Parks Department. Yeah. I'm going to have the two flags saying fry her.
Just think.
Like, I'm going to have a barbecue for you.
Having a gun on the seat and then you like just sit on it and then the little trigger goes boom and then you shoot whatever's in front.
I'm pretty sure you would shoot your own asshole.
Are you talking about sticking a gun up someone's ass and shooting them? That's not an accident, Miranda.
Oh my goodness, can you think of that? You hold them down and then shoot their butthole. Oh my goodness.
Their asshole goes. Alright, so, you ready for this next
you
one?
You think they would survive?
Probably not. There might be a lot of internal bleeding.
So, now this one, I got it. Oh, man. Lawrence Russell Brewer. He had ordered a final meal of 2 chicken fried steaks with gravy and sliced onions a triple patty bacon cheeseburger, and a cheese omelet with beef mince, tomatoes, onions, bell peppers, and jalapenos. He has also served fried orca with ketchup, a pound of barbecued meat with half a loaf of white bread, 3 fajitas, and a meat pizza, a pint of ice cream, and peanut butter fudge with crushed peanuts and root beer.
He killed a lot of people.
Like a big and I'm pretty sure, if I remember right, this is the guy who, as soon as he got everything, he said, nah, I don't want it.
Ugh.
And he ruined the final meal for a lot of people.
How do you do that?
Well, when you order a whole bunch of stuff and they get it for you, and you say, nah, bro, I don't want it.
Okay, but like...
And then he ruins it for everyone else.
Because they make a law putting a limit on it.
Yeah. Really? Yep. Like, some laws, you only have, like, $15.
That's what we're... It was a Weird Laws episode.
Yes, it was a Weird Law episode. We talked about that.
Yep. That's what we talked about. I said
this was a future episode, and this is the future of the episode of what we're doing right now.
We have come full circle.
And that's coming out in the future of next week or this week. I don't know.
What is?
This episode.
Oh.
Yeah, we're basically recording a lot because Miranda goes back to college soon.
Yes. Yep. So we're trying to record as much as we can so that way Miranda can... Enjoy your first couple weeks in college.
Who knows if I'll do that.
So what do you guys think he did?
Murdered a lot of people.
I say he's a big black guy from the south. And he just went wild on the people.
That was a cough. That wasn't a laugh.
It sounded like you were having a little laugh.
So he went to prison for taking part in the kidnapping and slaying of James Byrd Jr. in 1998.
James Byrd Jr.
Yes. And then I got one more for you guys. Okay. The weirdest fucking one.
Okay.
So this one's going to be different. I'm going to say the name and what he did, and you're going to try to guess what the order.
Oh, gosh.
So his name's James Edward Smith. He was a former priest who killed a man during a robbery with the fatal shot to the chest in 1990.
A priest?
He just wanted a Bible. I bet you he just wanted a Bible.
Okay. Miranda?
Was he a fake priest?
No, he was a real priest. He was a former priest.
Was he...
He was a former priest, Miranda. That's all I fucking know.
Okay. I say a demon took over him.
What do you want to eat, Miranda? Yeah, what that's what we're guessing.
Oh.
I already said what he was. We can tell who listens to the episode.
What did he want? He wanted... What's the craziest thing?
And probably a cup of tea. I said a cup of tea and a Bible.
Oh. Yeah.
You already said that?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, where was I?
Not here, apparently.
Yeah, you were somewhere.
I guess so. He wanted a biscuit.
Just one biscuit? Is that what you're going with?
And spaghetti.
And spaghetti. Okay. Biscuits and spaghetti.
Okay.
Dirt.
That's
scary.
You wanted dirt to do a voodoo ritual.
Oh.
But dirt was not one of the approved items on the prison, so they gave him yogurt.
Wait, you have to be approved?
Yeah, no, the food has to be approved.
What? Why can't you have dirt?
I don't know, Miranda.
I mean, would you really want to give a voodoo priest some dirt to do a spell?
Or a ritual?
Probably not.
Yeah. It's like, so here's some yo play.
But did he say what he was going to do?
Yeah.
I think probably. I don't think he said for the voodoo ritual, but you maybe know, they have to approve the meal. But yeah, no, that is all that I had, guys. Do you guys now feel more knowledgeable?
No, I feel tired.
Pretty sure Thomas Edison, the one that invented the electrical chair.
I don't even think he found electricity.
Well, Tesla did too, but I don't know who made the electric.
No, I think of the light bulb. Are you?
No, Edison founded the light bulb, but they both founded currents.
Ah.
Franklin discovered electricity.
Oh shit! I was thinking of Benjamin Franklin. You know, the guy with the kite and the key?
Yeah, Franklin.
Okay. Franklin. That's I was thinking of Franklin. Who'd you say?
They literally had a line in Hamilton about it.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure it was Thomas Edison.
Nice.
I should look it up.
Okay, Marty, you look it up. Dakota, you feel a lot more knowledgeable?
No, I feel tired.
Yeah, we are recording kind of late. That's because, you know, I work an odd shift.
It is 1:23 in the morning.
Mm. Yes, our time.
Yeah. Who created?
And then, you know, it's going to take another day for me to edit all this shit out.
Electric. Yep.
Electricity.
No. Electric chair.
It's electric. We should, you know,
Thomas Edison.
Oh, maybe he did. That's sadistic, man.
By employees at Thomas Alva Edison's works at West Orange. So well, maybe I mean, his employees, but.
Didn't Thomas Edison, oh no, I'm thinking Benjamin Franklin again.
What?
Benjamin Franklin had a sex cult over in England.
Yeah, he also did autopsies in his basement.
Yeah.
He was a sick one.
I yes.
He could
have. We should have an episode on him. Messed up history. Fucking lesson one, guys.
Well, they have a TV show about that on Discovery. My dad watches them.
Oh, no. I used to watch them on that. I think we had Paramount. Because they had a new. Well, because they had something similar to that.
Yep.
Messed up history, guys.
Yeah,
things teachers don't tell you, part two.
I learned it in science class, though.
What?
Thomas Edison.
I feel like everyone in Ohio, they stress Thomas Edison because they're like, oh, yes. He's from Milan.
Okay, but the thing is, I learned it in science class. I didn't even learn it in history.
Because it kind of is science.
Yeah, it is part of science, Miranda. He was a scientist, I guess.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was an inventor.
He was an asshole inventor, but.
Yeah.
And now look, Tesla's worth more.
Yeah, where are the Edison's working again?
I don't even know.
Vehicle.
Tesla's more than a vehicle.
Yeah, Tesla's a whole corporation.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
They built robots.
And they make robots.
I know, they actually made a robot. Miranda, stop playing with my fucking drawer.
Have you never heard of Elon Musk?
No.
He founded Tesla.
Yeah. After the Tesla dude.
Nope.
Why should I know this?
Oh.
I just thought everyone knew this.
Me too.
Nah, if I don't care about it, I probably don't know about it.
Okay, but yeah, guys, that's all I had.
Yeah, I'm ready to go to bed.
Alright, Miranda, you want to start getting us out?
You know where to find me. Instagram, MerPanda1001.
Dakota, you...
I'm not there yet.
You're not
I'm
there.
I'm working on it. That's my New Year's resolution.
All of them are dumb, and we went over the last episode.
You can add me on PlayStation. Dakota Storm 97.
Yes, add her on PlayStation. I don't know my PlayStation thing offhand.
Oh, yeah, that's what that is.
My PlayStation.
What emoticon do you think the fat duck represents?
It's not a fat duck. It is a chicken.
It's a fat chicken.
It is a fat chicken, and it's a very beautiful chicken. You can add me on PlayStation, because I have one, too. We can play some games. RetroJ19. But besides that, follow the podcast on the group page, or Amnesia Chat Podcast, and our regular page, where you can listen to us on Facebook. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Googs us on Google Podcasts. Tell your Alexa to listen to us. Give your mom an Alexa for, you know, the next holiday, Valentine's Day, and tell her to listen to us.
Alexa, play.
If they have random spam accounts message you, just send them to link to our show.
Yes. Yes. If you have a fucking people who are trying to get money out of you, the king of Norway or whatever they
send
are.
Send them to us.
Send them to us. Give them more money.
If that.
What picks? Send us.
Send them down!
Type in the thing, or you gotta type in www.anchor.fm/randomnesschat, and they gave us a voice message of how they tried to scam you.
Yeah, if you got a guy that won't leave you alone, and he creeps us, send him to us!
Just type in www.anchor.fm/randomnesschat.
And we'll make fun of him.
Probably not, but you know, because I wouldn't know what he looks like.
They can send us a message.
Yeah, tell him send us a voice message. Oh, you can also follow me on Twitter at Joe Vyok. I believe I don't fucking know. It's too late to do all this shit. I think that's where I update the most. Besides the group page.
Yeah?
Yes. I'm more active on Twitter and, you know, I guess.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
Okay, but besides that, I think Dakota's giving us the wrap.
Happy New Year's!
No, we did that last time.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't say Happy New Year's.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure we did.
I slept through the last one, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it was the New Year's goals, because we were talking about them.
Well, we didn't say Happy New Year's.
Oh, yeah, Happy New Year's, the Browns didn't make it to the playoffs.
Good job! Good job.
That's a bad job.
I thought they
would. Okay, I'm going to go lay down now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.